for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Monday morning, September the 6th, 1982, Labor Day. This is the Labor Day weekend, a teaching and deliverance seminar being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campground, Hot Springs, Arkansas. Steve Bell is the final speaker of the convention. This is a deliverance service.
I was thinking, as Brother Chuck was teaching, that we're in the book of Nehemiah, where there was a building up of the wall, the rebuilding of the wall. I think that's where we are. And Brother Chuck has a ministry building that seventh gate, which was the water gate, which was the Word, had no door on it, which simply means that the Word was not bound, the Word of God is not bound. But there's another gate over there, the fifth gate, called the Dung Gate. And somebody had to build the Dung Gate. And that's what the deliverance ministry is. It's the ministry of building up the Dung Gate. There's got to be a gate in the city where you take out all the garbage and the trash. And somebody had to be faithful to build that gate. It's not very glamorous. It's kind of like we have to pour out and so somebody else can pour in. And once we come to that understanding in the body of Christ, we can flow together. I know there are people that just hate this message. They just don't want to hear it. They don't want to get around it, and so on. And you know, I have to fight rejection a lot, because there's some of my brothers that I love that I flow with in Dallas, but they don't want anything to do with my ministry. But every once in a while, they send some of their folks over to our place when they get desperate. So we just have to hold our heads up and go on and say, God, you know, we're going to be faithful where you put us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And if we don't have the glamorous part, praise God, you've got a reward for us in this ministry. Praise God. I've fought it. I'm going to confess to you, I fought it. I didn't want it. And as I was saying yesterday, I tried every way in the world to get out of it. I tried to make it look nice. I tried to make it beautiful. I knew that you couldn't get rid of it. You had to do it. So I thought, well, if there's some way we can do it where there's some revelation nobody's gotten yet of how it can be beautiful, you know, how it can be sweet and how it'll flow. Well, there's just no way. There's just no way. It's just what it is, and that's all there is to it. And God has done it that way to test us. He's chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And a lot of folks are just eliminated because of the fact that they want it in their own terms. And we don't get things from God in our terms. We take them in His terms and that's it. He is God, you know. He is God. We don't understand that word, do we? God. Lord. Lord. I was really blessed last night. You know, when you tarry before the Lord, and I'm not going to take much time this morning. We're going to get into ministry. But a brother had driven in 26 hours straight through from upstate New York. And he walked in here yesterday morning, and we were not started yet or anything. But he said, the Lord picked me out of the crowd and said, there's a man you need to talk to. And he didn't even know who I was yet. So he hung around last night to talk, and finally it was getting close to midnight, I guess, we began to talk, and I ministered to the brother some. Brother John didn't come back this morning. You're not here, are you, Brother John? I didn't think so. But it's quite a story, and there's John had been in the ministry and flowing in the things of God and prophesying and so on. But he'd gotten off track, and Satan had gotten in there, and a lot of demonic things had happened. And what had happened, he'd ordered some tapes from the camp here, and one of the things he ordered was a series of the curses, the tapes on curses, the 12 tapes by Brother Frank Hammond, Frank Mendolia, and I think David Alsobrook had a tape in there. And Win Worley. And when he got his order, I understand it was quite a large order of books and tapes, everything came but the tapes on curses. And so he wrote back and said, you know, where are my tapes on curses? And in the matter of, you know, the weeks and so on, he finally got his tapes on curses just a couple of weeks ago. And he started listening to them, and they started opening up to him a lot of his problems. And he got really excited. He said, I played them over and over. He travels. He's a traveling salesman. And he said, I just played them over and over in the car. And all the way down here, he's listening to those tapes on curses. And he said, God told me to get out here. So he got in his car and drove all the way down here. And praise God, we ministered from some mind control yesterday under a ministry he'd been in where this minister had controlled him and where there had been curses spoken against him because he left that ministry. But then last night, the last person, we were sitting there, and I thought, well, we'll talk a little bit, but we got into ministry and didn't look like anything was going to happen. But then we finally just got a little angry and said, now, I'm tired of this, and began to cast out spirits, and the brother just literally got set free. And then the Lord said, now it's your turn. He says, I'm setting this ministry forth tonight. It's going to come forth in a new dimension. It's going to be not like anything he ever known before or been in before, but it's my ministry. And the Lord said, tell him to prophesy to you. So I said, brother, you're supposed to prophesy to me now. You submitted to me, now I submit to you, prophesy. Praise God. And hallelujah, the brother began to prophesy, and he prophesied a blessing. Boy, praise God, a beautiful word. And then we got the Holy Ghost laughter, and we just had a good time down here last night. Praise God. I got home, and then I was just so refreshed in the Lord, I like never went to sleep, I tell you. Praise God. So it's exciting. Praise the Lord. One other little thing that I learned that I want to pass along to you is this. One of the sisters we were ministering to yesterday for a spirit of forgetfulness. And, you know, you just think, well, we're just going to cast out the spirit of forgetfulness. But the Holy Spirit revealed something about forgetfulness, that actually the spirit was a spirit of amnesia. And that the reason and the way that that spirit got in was because she had had a very hurtful thing happen in her life. And that she had tried to put that out of her mind instead of dealing with it. And when she said, you know, I'm just not going to think about that, I'm just going to forget that, that spirit said, aha, came right in to help her forget. And it not only helped her forget that hurtful, traumatic experience, it helped her forget the Word of God. It helped her forget where she kept things. It helped her forget a lot of things that she didn't want to forget. See? Now, God does not want us to avoid our past. But the word that God gave me to speak was, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. You've got to face your experiences. You've got to face up to your life and deal with it in Jesus. You can't just deny that it exists. You can't just say, well, I'm not going to think about it and it's going to go away. No, the Holy Spirit, I find out when people really mean business with God and you're going to get free and you're going to walk in holiness and godliness, you're going to be led by the Holy Spirit back into your past. And there's some things back there that you've tried to smooth over yourself or handle yourself that God says, okay, now we're going to handle this together and we're going to deal with it. And that's where confession of sin comes in. That's where some people call it inner healing comes in, whatever you want to call it. You can't have inner healing without deliverance. I'll just tell you that right now. Don't believe you can. I think it's a deceptive sort of a thing, teaching. It's what it's been. But you're going to find, as some of you that are new to deliverance and just now getting into it, you're going to find now things are going to begin to bubble up from your past. And you're going to be driving down the road someday in a car and something's going to bubble up. You say, oh my God, I'd forgotten all about that. Now don't just rebuke the devil. Just say, okay, Lord, I thank you that you brought that up. And now I'm ready to deal with it and face it. I ask you to forgive me. I confess that was a sin or whatever it was. I repent of ever having done that. You know my heart, Father. And I ask you to heal that memory. See? Now, in the healing of the memories, you're not going to forget the event. You're just going to get rid of the emotions that came with it. See? You've got a historical life. You've got a history behind you. We're not to dwell in that, but there are some things back there that are still left open and wounded. And until we go back there and cut out the old pus where it can be healed properly, it will never heal. And it will always defile you. It'll always be there to come up and bubble up at the wrong time and defeat you. So we're after those roots. Now, the reason some of you are not maintaining your deliverance is that you're not getting the roots out. You're dealing with the leaves and the branches of the tree, and you haven't gotten the taproot yet. The strong man. The strong man. We go after the strong man because he's the doorkeeper, and as long as he's there, you can cast out all of his shields, and he'll just eventually let them all right back in. And you'll go away and you'll say, well, I tried deliverance and it doesn't work. Stay away from that stuff. It's no good. It's dangerous and so on. And there's a lot of people running around the body of Christ that are downgrading deliverance, that have gotten in a deliverance ministry, but that deliverance ministry didn't have the revelation yet or the understanding yet to work at those roots. And that's why those people have lost faith in the ministry of deliverance. It hasn't been done right. And so if you run into somebody like that, say, hey, you better take another look. God's been opening up some things here in deliverance, and I think maybe you've been deceived or maybe have some lack of knowledge. So just some basic things like that that we need to understand. Now, I don't know what to tell some of you that are going to go back home to an area where there is no flow of deliverance in a body anywhere. I think one of the reasons that God has kept deliverance so scarce, and I've thought about this a lot, is an eliminator. Because we have found out that there's a point of desperation a person must come to before they're really going to get deliverance. And it's folks that are willing to drive 400 or 500 miles and spend their money and save their money or do whatever they can to get here, hitchhike, walk, whatever they can to get there, to get deliverance, that get it. And that's why we've had good deliverance. That's why it happens, because, you know, you've come, you've taken a holiday and said, look, I want to get free. You know, some of you have driven, come hundreds of thousands of miles maybe. And you say, boy, I wish there was a deliverance camp, you know, down the street from me. But, you know, I'm beginning to think there in Dallas we have deliverance every Friday night. And sometimes we don't have the results that we have when we go out, when Linda and I travel. And, boy, I used to get upset, you know, and I'd get disturbed. And I'd say, come on, you folks, you're in unbelief and so on. But, see, sometimes when it's so available, well, you know, why get excited about this? We can get it, you know, Sunday, or we can get it next Friday night, whatever, see. But you say, man, I've just got this weekend, and I got to go back to that desert place, and I got to get it. Boy, it makes a difference, you know. And that's why as the meetings progress, see, even folks come into a meeting like this and say, well, it's only Friday, you know, we've got Saturday and Sunday, and, you know, why get in a hurry? But now that this is the last meeting, what if I don't get delivered? See, now you're at the point to get something. I don't know why we're that way, do you? I really don't know why we are. But I guess, you know, that's one of those things. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, so, you folks that are going back to a community where there is no deliverance in a church, there are some deliverance churches, but we don't call our church a deliverance church. We call our church a church that does deliverance. Now, that makes us unique. There's no question about that. But to get in a flow where there is deliverance, we're finding that that's what it's going to take for us to walk in our liberty and in our freedom, is to get somewhere where there's a flow of that, where people just do it in that body. And I know I was talking with one brother, and he said, well, there's only a couple of us in our community that even believe in this. And I believe the counsel of the Holy Spirit to the brother was, and I believe it was from the Holy Spirit, go back and get those one or two people and start praying together. Just if you, there's just two of you in the town, just meet together every week and minister to each other and pray. and intercede for that community and say, God, raise up a work here. Raise up a work. Now listen, in every community, there are some living stones. We were talking about that, the stones. And a brother of mine shared this with me, and I think it's a word of the Lord. Over in Luke 13, I believe it is, it says, where, you know, Jesus said, you will say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. I drive through some of these small communities, and I say, Lord, what are you doing in this town? Because I know that in every town, there are some living stones lying there in that town. Now, whether or not they're piled up together, I don't know. Now, what God is going to do with every community in America, and it hasn't been done yet, so I know he's not coming tomorrow, is that he's going to send his prophet or his apostle into that community with the living word of the Lord, and he's going to speak to those stones. And those stones are either going to say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, or they're going to run the prophet and our apostle out of town. And if they don't say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, and can hear that apostolic or prophetic word, then those stones are just going to lay there scattered out. But if they can hear that word of that prophet or that apostle, God will say, aha! And he'll let that ministry come in there and begin to put those stones in their place in the wall. Now, what's going to take cause that to happen in your hometown is somebody beginning to intercede and say, God, praise God, raise up a work here. Raise up a work. Send an apostle, send a prophet to our town. And if he's a true man of God, apostle or prophet, he'll have deliverance in his bag. He'll have it. If he's a man of God, he'll have deliverance in his bag. I believe that. Listen, who's our pattern? What did he do 70% of the time? Cast out demons. And God has told me, he said, son, you wouldn't have to do it all the time if everybody else would do what they're supposed to do. I can preach on other things, believe it or not. And love to. But I've got to fulfill my calling. I was, you know, one of those guys that just loved God so much for what he delivered me from and saved me from. I said, God, I'll just do anything you ask me to do. And he said, okay, deliverance. I've been looking for somebody like you. Some of you need to get to work. Some of you need to pray instead of murmur.
Amen.
Because that's why God's got you there, and that's why you're one of the few. Instead of sitting there in your pride and you're griping and complaining, start interceding for your community. And God will send a man. He'll send a man with the word of the Lord. And if you rise up and say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Oh, you know, he'll bless you. If he has to leave you, draw you out of that community, he'll take you and put you somewhere else. He may move you to Hot Springs. Praise God. Okay. Now, let's just close with this. Oh, incidentally, there's a couple of things that God did tell me to do this morning, and we're going to get to that. But there's a brother that I met here and preached here by the name of Kelly Varner. And he's an interesting brother. He's one of the best Bible teachers I've ever heard. He just feeds me. I just love to get his tapes and listen to him. But he doesn't believe in deliverance. And every once in a while, he'll just come out with a zinger, you know. And then he'll turn right around and just teach some beautiful, basic teachings of deliverance. Yeah, just contradict everything. He's got a series of teachings on the book of Joshua. Don't order the tapes. I want to take them and teach them. But it is so good. That's our book. That's our book. Joshua's our book. See? Man, we're coming across Jordan and we're taking Canaan, see? And one of the things that the brother pulled out of there in the 12th chapter of Joshua was where there was the apportioning of the land. And there's a list there of the kings that were smitten. And there's 31 kings that were smitten. And if you do a study on the name of those kings and what their names mean and where they came from, you'll find out exactly what we are defeating in this deliverance walk. For instance, let me just name a few of them. Jericho, which was the city of the moon, it meant fragrance. And the significance of Jericho was overcoming impossible obstacles, walls. Walk. Ai, which was a ruin or heap or pervert, stands for corrupt alliances with the heathen. It's another area we got to overcome. Jerusalem, which was means founded in peace, is counterfeit apostleship. Counterfeit apostleship. Hebron, which means union or association. We overcome lack of communion because lack of communion brings death. Jarmuth, which means elevation or lifted up, is overcoming pride and violence. Lachish, which means impregnable, is overcoming human ingenuity. We got to overcome that. We're so ingenious. We always figure out a better way than God. Eglon, which means bull or calf, is overcoming worldly talk and oratory because it was in Deber, which means oracle. So we don't need oratory. We need prophetic ministry. Gezer, sharpness of tongue. And I'll not name all of them, just let me go down the list. Political spirit, defense mechanisms, defeat and depression, lawlessness, self-righteousness, adullam, which means justice of the people, is overcoming a democratic spirit. A democratic spirit. We don't call preachers by voting. God calls ministry. And we submit to it when we recognize the call of God on the life. I'm thankful I'm delivered from that. Makeda, which means false leadership. Bethel means overcoming religious spirits. Tapua means drunkenness. Hefer means condemnation. Apek means self-sufficiency. Lasharon means like a plane. It means no upward vision. We've got to have an upward vision. We've got to overcome pain and misery of loneliness. That's Mazon. That's a place of strife. It's in Jobab, which is a desert place. Hazor stands for human wisdom and knowledge. We've got to overcome that. Shimram Moran, which stands for watchman or guardian of arrogance. We've got to overcome our Pharisaical traditions. Witchcraft and the occult, soulish whims and ways, popularity. It comes out of Megiddo. Megiddo means place of troops invading a crowded place. We've got to overcome popularity. Kedesh is overcoming a man-made holiness standards. Jokneam means possessed by the people. We've got to overcome man worship. Dor, D-O-R, stands for worldly comfort. Gilgal is a rolling place. It's Joshua's headquarters. Refusal to change. And Tirzah, which means delight or pleasing, is overcoming worldly pleasures. I'll give you something to dig on there, some of the areas to work on. Okay? Praise the Lord. Now, I just want to go through one other quick list, and we'll get into ministry. I know some of you need to go, but some of you need some help yet. That's what we're here for. I just want to say this, that I'm thankful for the distinct honor, privilege to come and minister here. It's a blessing. It's just... I don't know how to describe that. And I thank you, Glenn and Irma, for inviting us and for this privilege of coming back to a place that is like coming back to Bethel, because this is where it's been a real touchstone place for us, and it's had a tremendous part in our ministry. It's opened doors for us of learning and understanding and helps. And I praise God for Lake Hamilton, and we pray for Lake Hamilton. Our church prays for this place all the time, for Glenn and Irma. Hallelujah. And we know that this has been a real ministry in the body of Christ, because we've learned a little bit of what the cost is to be willing to put forth new truth in the body. Just not only deliverance has come forth here, but the teachings about the manifestation of the sons of God and other revelations that God had begun to show my wife and I, and we didn't know what to do with. And she came up here one week with some friends, with Fred and Pat. Brother Lee Ellenwood was teaching here, and, and just everything that God had been showing her and us just fell into place, and she just came home rejoicing. We sat up almost all night going through the seven stars in his hand. We were so excited. We said, God, God had already shown us that. And it was just a confirmation, but we didn't know how to put it all together. That's what teachers are for, praise God, the new truth. And I've always said, God, let me be teachable. Oh, keep me teachable, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so be teachable. Be open. God's going to open the book, and you're going to miss it if you're not open to new truth. Hallelujah. And whenever we step into those areas, we always have somebody just rise up and stiffen their neck. That can't be so, you know. They're going to miss a blessing. All right. Let's go through a quick list of doors for demonic entrance. And, you know, we can spend 2 or 3 hours here, but just a quick list that we put together. And I've drawn this from other men and some of the things that God has shown me. Okay. Number one, of course, is rejection. That's a door for demonic entrance. It's a spirit. But it's not just a spirit, it's a doorkeeper, and it will let in hundreds and thousands of other spirits. Rejection. Not being loved, not being wanted, being pushed aside. Number two, desire to be like someone else is a door for demonic entrance. If you've idolized somebody in your past, a rock star, a movie star, a preacher, anybody, then you've opened a door there for demonic things. Envy or jealousy. If you've been jealous or envious, that's a desire to be like the person that you're envying. And you've opened a door there to false personality. I always kid and say I used to be a Roy Rogers fan. I'm almost 45 years old, incidentally, and I've got a grandson over 2 years old. And I used to always want to go to the Roy Rogers shows, and when we go, I'd try to be like Roy Rogers, you know, and every way I could, wear, you know, cap guns and a hat and so on. And you say, oh, isn't that cute? Well, it's not too cute because you're opening yourself up. See, we've got the false impression that children ought to have a fantasy life. And that's a lie of the devil. They need the Word of God. They don't need fantasies and fairy tales. We had in the Dallas paper, I didn't get it, but one of the elders in our body, in the Sunday supplement in the magazine section, one of the local psychiatrists in Dallas, just a psychiatrist, a worldly man, said that Walt Disney has caused more damage to the minds of the children of the world than any other one cause. Isn't that something? Just a worldly psychiatrist, he picked up on that. See? So fantasies, get the fantasies out of your children's life. Because it's a door to demonic entrance. Frank Hammond talks about that a lot. Giving or receiving false ministry. We've talked some about that already, especially false prophecy. Opens the door for demonic things. You go over to Malachi 2, and you find out over there the word of the Lord says that if there's a priest who rebels against the word of God and seeks his own glory, that God will curse his blessings. So if you've got you've been to a ministry that's proud, seeking their own glory, got their picture on all their literature 13 times, you know, and is rebellious and will not hear the word of the Lord. And what do you mean by that? Well, he won't preach the full counsel of God. I personally, and I don't want to throw barbs or anything like that, but I can't understand how a man would say, well, he's got the baptism of the Holy Spirit, he's just not telling anybody. You know, it's going to cut off part of his ministry if people find out he's baptized in the Holy Spirit. Baloney. I'm responsible for what truth I have, and if I don't preach it, I'm deceiving the people. And that's a rebellious ministry, and you go around letting those kind of people lay hands on you, and you're going to open the door for things that you'll pick up from that person. Because God says, I'll curse his blessings. So you're going to go get cursed is what you're going to get. Instead of blessed. All right? Number four is, of course, drugs, alcohol, and anesthetics. I just put those all together. If it's absolutely necessary, if your faith walk is not at the level where you can, you can't avoid an operation or something, and you're going to have to go under anesthetics, get some brothers and sisters to pray for you during that anesthetic period and plead the blood of Jesus. But most preferably, just go get healed by the Lord. Hallelujah. Number five, trauma, accidents, or shock are big doors. A traumatic experience, near accident or something. If you've been driving and somebody almost hits you and you feel that rush of adrenaline and that fear, you know, that it's almost a traumatic thing. Say, in the name of Jesus now. In the name of Jesus now, I just plead the blood of Jesus. No fear, you leave me. I will not let anything come in here now. Because it's those are traumatic events. This brother last night from New York, Satan had set him up with about four of them. And just filled him up with fear. Just four things. Just about every 6 months, something happened. A near wreck, a child ran out and hit the side of his car, and he looked in his rearview mirror, and this child was just in the on the highway flopping, looked like he was dead. You know, you can imagine the trauma of that, see. And then the follow-up was that he had two or three what he thought was heart attacks. And it was through that trauma that fear got in, and then fear, Jesus said, men's hearts failing them because of fear. Fear is the cause of heart attacks. You say, well, no, it's cholesterol and so on. But the Word of God says, fear, men's heart failing them because of fear. And David Alsobrook was at our place last year, and he taught on fear. And I got home Sunday afternoon, and I was meditating on what he was teaching, because it was just, he's got a good teaching on fear. You get his little track on fear, or tape on fear, by David Alsobrook. It's one of the best teachings on fear. And I was sitting there, I just had lunch, and the wife had gone laid down, and I just going through that teaching and reading my notes and so on that I'd taken, and I just began to rebuke fear out of my life. And all at once, a pressure around in my chest and heart just began to loose, and I just began to get deliverance right there, just sitting there in our family room. And I just coughing up demons and going on there, and I just felt pressure, and I realized that I had had this pressure around my heart for years, and I didn't even know it was there until it was gone, because I had grown used to it. And see, a lot of times with demons in our lives, we'll just get familiar with them, and they become a part of our life, and we don't even know the effect they have on us until they're gone. Some of you got demons you don't even know about, but you'll know when they're gone. You say, wow. Okay, shock or accidents. Number six, sexual things. I just put that in a big package. I call it sexual snares. But I just wanted to write down today that I just felt quicken of the Lord that one of the big ones is incest. There are problems, more problems with this than a lot of us realize. Because I found out that in more than one case, people that have had incestuous things happen to them have blocked it out of their memory and don't remember it in a lot of cases. Now, I'm not trying to put some kind of fear on you and say, oh boy, I wonder if that's happened to me. But if you've got a situation, especially where you've got a lot of mental problems or that sort of thing, it could be that the root of that thing is incest. And you say, oh, not me. Well, you don't know. You better pray, because we found the Holy Spirit sometimes through a word of knowledge opens that up. And it's a real blower to the mind and to demons. Because when we get that thing, it can really have devastating effect on lives. Even though it's not even our conscious memory. Okay? And, of course, other sexual things, perversion, so on. This sort of thing is a real door opener. Adultery, fornication, masturbation is a real door opener to demonic spirits. If you're going to continue to practice that, you're just going to open the door to all kinds of unclean spirits, perversions, and everything else. Occult contacts is number seven. And when we say occult contacts, we mean any kind of contact, whether you participated or not. If somebody's going to do a seance or somebody's going to do a Ouija board, leave, flee, run, go. Don't even be near it, because we found people that have got oppressed heavily of the devil that were at a party or something where they were doing a Ouija board, and they wouldn't do it. Oh, I wouldn't do that, but they were there. And the devil just doesn't play fair. Number eight is unforgiveness. You absolutely cannot hold any unforgiveness in your heart if you have to forgive somebody 20 times a day, every day, the rest of your life. If you got to speak it, but you got to speak it. You got to will it. until that's purged out of you. See? Oh, you just can't. You can't. Well, the word says you're open to the tormentors in Matthew. Family inheritance. Sometimes cancer, sometimes infirmities come through inheritance, mental deficiencies, and so on. Other things, the sins of the fathers that are passed down to the third and fourth generation are things we need to deal with. Number 10, lack of scriptural order, especially after deliverance. If you're going to keep your deliverance, you're going to have to get in the Word of God and walk in the principles of the Word of God. You're going to have to go home and get your family in order. You're going to have to go home and get your finances in order. You're going to have to go home and get your job in order, stewardship in order. If you're praying for something like a car and you can't figure out why you can't get a new car, a better car, maybe you're not taking care of the one you got. You say, well, it's a pile of junk. That doesn't count. Unless you're faithful over a few things, it'll not make you ruler over many. If you're not faithful over a Volkswagen, he'll not make you ruler over a Lincoln, see? Praise God. Hyperstimulation. And that just means being overstimulated in some areas. That's the danger of movies and a lot of television programs. They stimulate your emotions too much and open us up to feelings and thoughts that we don't need. That's why, frankly, personally, I don't watch football. Because I used to play football. I used to love football. And I was good at football. I had a college scholarship that I didn't take. And I get to watching football, and and pretty soon I'm feeling the violence and the emotions of out there on that field. And I don't want that. I don't want that. A lot of movies are designed to raise your level of revenge. Some of the better movies, like High Noon or something, was this guy getting his revenge. And you get caught up in the emotion of that, and boy, yeah, I hope he gets him. I hope he gets him. And they just do more things. Yeah, get him. And then when finally he gets him and he blows them all down, you say, yay, for killing them. The demons are going, woo, woo, woo. See, that's all entertainment is to stimulate our emotions. And we ought to get that in church. We ought to get completely satiated in the praise and in the worship of the Lord. Hallelujah. See. You say, well, how come I just can't get free? Well, see, the devil's a liar. You say, boy, you're just going to ruin all my fun. Well, praise God. If you want your fun and your demons, go ahead. But I found out that church is fun. when you've got the whole counsel of God going, see. See, a lot of reason men get bored with church is because there's no deliverance in the church. And I found out we got a lot of strong men in our body, and it's the reason because, man, we put them to work. Get in there and fight a demon. Boy, yeah, come on, get that. Get mad at the devil. That's where we're supposed to vent those things, see, not out on a football field. And when that game's over, the score won't amount to a hill of beans in eternity. God's going to say, okay, who won the Cowboy game? Well, God doesn't, you know, who cares who won the Cowboy game in eternity? But who won the battle down there on the floor at Lake Hamilton fighting that strong man that oppressed that brother all of his life? Boy, that's why, I get angry at him. Come out of there. You're not going to hold my brother anymore. Fight for our liberty and our freedom. God, that's why God set this up like this. We got to fight for it. We got to fight for it. We got to fight for our freedom. That's the whole pattern in the book of Joshua. And our emotions got to get involved. You got to get mad at the devil. Be angry and sin not. Be angry at these strong men. Say, you're not going to hold him any longer. You're going to come out of there. Praise God. Come on, men. Let's get to being men. God gave us some emotions and some abilities for that reason, to be fighters and warriors. Study about David's mighty men over there. One of them who stood and took a field of lentils, bean patch. He fought for a bean patch. God says he's a mighty man, one of the three top in all of the world, because he held a bean field. Praise God. some of the folks that come to us, you know, they don't look like much more than a beanfield, you know. God says, fight for them. Fight for them. Don't let the devil have that beanfield. We need their beans. We do. Now, some folks, you know, they have apples and bananas and so on, but some folks just got beans for us, you know. That's the only fruit they put out. But we got to have beans. We got to have a balanced diet. So we need their beans. So we need to fight for that bean field. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay. Number 12. I got to go on. Overindulgence, which means giving to excess, giving in to excess in appetites. See, a lot of folks are getting delivered from gluttony and so on, and they'll start losing weight and they'll be doing real good. They'll say, well, I've lost about 5 or 10 pounds here, and we're going to have a covered dish meal over here. I'm just going to, one meal won't hurt, and they just let go. See? Just stuff themselves. Well, they not only stuff themselves with more food, but they open themselves back up to those spirits because of overindulgence. Lack of self-discipline. Okay, 13, fatigue or illness. Don't run yourself down physically to the bottom, because the devil will take advantage of that. He will. If you wear yourself out, extreme fatigue. God's given me a check in my walk, and I'm not making a curse on myself or anything, but whenever I get really overtired, I start getting a cold. And I says, uh-oh. The Lord says, that's a check I'm going to put on you. When you start getting a cold, shut her down. Well, I'm just one of these people who just wants to go 7 days a week and not quit. And I've just decided we bought us some camping gear. We got some in the car. And right now, anyway, just every once in a while, we just throw that in the car and we just go to the lake. And sit out there, and it takes me about 2 days. I just walk around and I do this and I fix the campsite and so on. I can't get unwound. And finally get unwound and rest up a little bit and then go back and fight the fight again. All right. Number 14, lack of submission. Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands. Submit to those in authority over you. Obey them. You're going to have to submit to some kind of spiritual authority. Because in that scripture, in James, it says, I think it's James, I may be wrong anyway, in Peter, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. But see, you've got to humble yourself under the hand of God before you resist. And the hand of God is the fivefold ministry. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. That's the hand of God. That's the hand of God. So you need to say, Lord, where is your hand? Where is your ministry? And I want to go and submit myself to that ministry. That's of you. Now, let me just chase this one rabbit, please. And I know it's getting late, but I just feel like I need to say this. You can't, because I know some of you are still in denominational things and so on. Listen, if the foundation is not right, then... How do I say this? If the foundation is not right, there's no hope for that organization. If the foundation wasn't laid on the apostles and prophets, then the only way God's going to make that thing right is to come back in and blow the foundation out and relay the foundation. And very few institutions can stand that sort of thing. Now, I think it's great that Catholics are getting baptized in the Holy Spirit. But the Catholic Church's foundation is corrupt. And so, I'm not excited about a renewal of the Catholic Church. There's nothing to renew. It's never been right to begin with. Now, that might be hard. I'm not excited about a renewal of any denomination because the foundation is not right. And I'm not being critical. I'm just saying this is the truth of the principles of the Word of God. We're not going to renew a foundation. I mean a denomination. We're going to have to go in and lay a foundation on the apostles and prophets. That's why I've been praying for apostles. God raise up apostles. We got to have them. And God will go do a quick work. But he's going to have to raise up a church. And he's going to do it. And he's doing it. And there's little groups here, little bodies here, a few stones here, a few stones. And they're coming together. See, they're coming together. Hallelujah. See? Praise God. And the prophet's got to come in and speak to those stones and help lay that foundation and speak the life to them. The apostle's got to come in and say, okay, now this stone goes here, and this one goes here, and this one will fit here, and this will fit here. Brother, you got a ministry of helps. You got a ministry of administration. You got a gift of mercy over here. We need you over here. You got a gift of giving. We need you over here. And put those stones in their proper order and start building that wall. Hallelujah.
So for that to happen, there's going to have to be submission in the body. There's going to have to be trust, and there's going to have to be love. And see, the only thing that would make this camp, this encampment of this weekend, tremendous, is the release of love. And that's what we've been feeling. We've been feeling a release of love as we've been getting delivered and freed. That's what we're getting freed for, to love. To love. Hallelujah. Okay? The last one is lack of assembly. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. If you don't assemble with God's people, you're going to open yourself up for demonic influence. You've got to get with God's people. You can't do it by yourself. And don't tell me God told you to do that. He did not. You've been deceived. Boy, folks would get prophesied anything. You know, family in our community had come, and the wife was about to leave her husband and go marry another preacher. Talked to me about it, and they'd had three people prophesy over them. Known. Some of them well-known people that they were supposed to do that. God was putting them together. He was going to leave his family, and she was going to leave hers, and they were going to come together and have this great ministry. And it had been prophesied. Glory to God. My, my. Okay. So, there's our some doors for demonic entrance. And I'll just quickly, I'll not say anything else about it, for the sake of brevity. How can we know if we have a demon? Number one is a personality change. If you've been a quiet type person, you get start being a loud type person. If you've been dependable and you become independable, some of these things. All the problem that these Vietnamese veterans, the veterans from Vietnam are having is that they've been demonized. That's why their personalities changed when they got back. We got a brother in our congregation, came back a mess, and he came to us. He was a full-blown schizophrenic. The VA was, he was on 100% disability because of schizophrenia. Quite a testimony. He's still fighting, but boy, he's come a long way. Number two, uncontrollable feelings or emotions that prayer, counseling, or anything else won't change. Unable to control your feelings. Unable to control your emotions. Number three, uncontrollable thoughts. They keep coming up. They're usually sexual in nature. Number four is addictions. Now, a lot of this is on the old Derek Prince tapes. Addictions. Drugs, cigarettes, alcohol, so on. You got a demon if you smoke. That's hard, isn't it? Oh, it's hard. But you got a demon if you smoke. You like him? You got him on a leash? Feed him every day? You know. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, any kind of tobacco. Yuck. I used to smoke. Number five, mood swings. Mood swings. High, low. Happy, sad. Double-mindedness goes with that, see? One day you love Jesus, the next day you don't even want to get around and go to church. Now, we don't have to be that way. You're looking at a person that used to be a manic depressive. I mean, really, I was just almost a... I wasn't, you know, full extreme, but I was a manic depressive. And I was in psychology for 4 years, and so, you know, I diagnosed myself. One of the reasons I went into psychology was to find out, you know, about myself, because I wasn't in the ministry anymore, and I couldn't find any help. As a Baptist, I couldn't, you know, I was. They told me as a Baptist to refer my people to the psychologist. And I said, well, I'll go be a psychologist. I can help people more as a psychologist than I can as a minister. Because I'm having to send all the people over to the psychologist. You know, and there was something God had put in me to help people. And I wasn't doing it. And I wasn't happy. And I was miserable. And so I said, I'm going to go fly airplanes. So for 4 years, I flew airplanes professionally. And I said, what happened? I want to help people. So back to college, and I worked as a counseling psychologist in Tyler, Texas for 4.5 years with a friend of mine who was also an ex-Baptist preacher that was looking to help people. And we had treated emotionally disturbed children there on a residential treatment center for 4.5 years. But that wasn't satisfying, see? And wasn't anything satisfying until Jesus, until I really met him, until he came into my bedroom that day and touched me. And I had a personal experience with him. And it was no longer just a head trip, intellectual thing, but I met him. Praise God. Number six, driven compulsions. Things that you just are compelled to do. Compulsions. Driving spirits. Like we were talking yesterday,
if you're just driven, I got to drop everything and pray, and you pray 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 hours a day, and your family or your house goes to, you know, God doesn't do that sort of thing. That's a compulsion. He may at times have you to get into seasons of prayer that will just go for hours and hours, maybe days. But you've also got a balance there. You've got a family to take care of, maybe, or something like that. I've seen wives neglect their husbands and children, you know. And God doesn't work that way. He just doesn't work that way. Number 7, hang-ups. Just call them hang-ups. You get stuck in your spiritual development. If you've been at the same level spiritually now for a year or two, there's something wrong. You ought to be growing, because with growth, there is change. If you're growing, you're changing. With growth, there is change. There's no plateau that I found in Jesus. There's a plateau of peace. There's a plateau of joy. But there's no plateau of where this walk is taking us. There's new truth. There's new revelations. There's new experiences. There's new dimensions of this walk all the time. There's new areas of ministry that we don't even know about yet. I say, God, keep me open to how you want to minister to your people, because there's areas we haven't even touched yet. There's services that God wants us to have together that we can't even visualize in our mind. Amen. Boy, it's going to be something. Amen. Hallelujah. One night in our last workshop we had in Dallas, the Holy Spirit told everybody to stand up on the chairs and praise Him. And that's the silliest looking thing I ever saw in my life. But it broke the back of the strong man. Hallelujah. You know, who knows what God might want us to do? He may tell us to all go out and swim in the lake a while. I don't know. Praise God. All right. Now, finally, passiveness. Passivity. Not caring. No motivation. That's a sign, you know, of demonic influence. I don't care, it's all right, let's go to church. But no motivation to serve the Lord, no motivation to move out in the gifts, no motivation to minister. See, eventually, God's going to motivate you, if you're not oppressed of the devil, to minister. You're going to get some deliverance, and something's going to rise up in you and say, boy, I want to do that. I want to help somebody, see? And there ought to be that motivation there. And if you've got a passivity, then it's an indication that you're demonized. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Let's all pray together. Let's just pray in the Spirit. Just everybody lift their voices to the Lord in the Spirit. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. One of the things that I mentioned that God had showed me something to do, and one of the things that God wants us to do today, the Lord showed me that one of the things that was attacking this Labor Day weekend camp and was attacking the whole campground was a spirit of control. And I fought with that thing for the first 2 days I was here. It just almost drove me crazy. Yeah. And it was difficult to preach, teach, because that thing will, your mind, it'll affect your mind. And see, when it gets into beginning working in people, people begin to try to manipulate each other. And things begin to happen, see. And it brings strife, and then you lose your love, see, the flow of love. And with strife comes every evil work, so that's why control tries to get in. So, I believe, Brother Glenn and Irma, that this is one of the strong men that's been sent against the work here. And God just quickened me to have this group just gather together and agree and just bind up that thing and send it somewhere else, just to get out of here and break that loose. And that's the number one step that we're to take. So let's just agree together. Join hands, will you? the Lord said to me, and I don't want this to sound wrong or proud, but he said, I didn't send you there just to deliver individual people. I'd sent you there to deliver the encampment. Praise God. Hallelujah. See. So the anointing there is here for deliverance. So we're going to deliver not only ourselves, but this whole campground. And if there's anything here that shouldn't be, or any person even living on it that shouldn't be, then we're just going to deliver it. And I know they want that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because it's the Lord's. It's the Lord's. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, now we come together in agreement and we rise our voices up against these kings of the earth that have stood up against Glenn and Irma Miller and against Lake Hamilton campgrounds. We bind you. We bind you, you spirit of control. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you and we command you to go. Leave this ground. Loose this place. Loose this place. In the name of Jesus. Loose. Loose. We break your curse on the soil. We break your curse on the property. We break your curse on the possessions. We break your hold in the atmosphere over this place. Now you go in the name of Jesus Christ. You go. And loose Glenn and Irma. Loose this place. Loose this ministry in the name of Jesus. Right now, go. We break your power. Be scattered in seven directions in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, go. Go. You must go in Jesus' name. Your power is broken. You are defeated in Jesus' name. Go. Go. Go to a far, dry place. Go and never return to this place in the name of Jesus. Loose any person that you've oppressed. Go. 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 Go in Jesus' name. All of you demonic spirits that have come to work against this ministry on this campground. Get off. Get off. Get off. Get out of the campments. Get out away from the lake. Get away out of this building. All of you go. 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 In Jesus' name. Father, send angels. Let the angels come and encamp here. All about it and guard it about. In Jesus' name. Let there be a canopy put over this place. In Jesus' name. A protection and safety in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you and praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless you. Praise you. We come to deliver this land again in Jesus' name and purge it and cleanse it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, Father, we ask you for a great favor to come upon this place, even greater than it's ever been before. Let there be a multiplying of favor, Lord. Lord God, favor Glenn, my brother. Favor him, Father, in Jesus' name. Favor him with the bankers and the businessmen of this community. Favor him, Father, with the spiritual leaders around the world in Jesus' name. Favor my sister Irma, Lord. Favor them together as a couple wherever they go, Lord, in Jesus' name. Give great favor to this campground, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. Favor it with your blessings and your fruit and your gifts, Father. Lord, favor it, we pray, with the anointing, Lord. Lord God, favor it that God, you'll draw men of God here to minister in the power of the Spirit, Father, that when they call them up, they'll be quickened by the Spirit to call. And when they call them up, that they'll even change their plans to come and say, oh, I must come, for the Spirit of the Lord has said for me to come. I'll change my plans. I'll cancel my schedule. I'll come and minister in that place in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. We bless you and praise you for that, Father. Hallelujah. Lord, let there come even those hidden ones out there, Lord, that are hidden away that we've never heard of, and that when we read the newsletter, we'll say, oh, I don't know who that man is, but I must go hear him, for the Spirit of God is upon him, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Let him be raised up, Lord. Let those ministries be launched in this place, Lord. Let this ground become sacred, Father. Let it come forth here, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless you and praise you, Lord. Glory to your name. Thank you for that, Father. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Glory to God.
Glory to God. I didn't know I was going to pray that. Boy. I didn't know I was going to pray that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Now, I didn't get a hold of Brother Chuck's teaching on speaking to the earth. But I felt like that he ought to do that before he leaves his property. And I wanted to get those tapes, but some of you grabbed them before I got me a copy. But boy, that's a revelation from the Lord. If Brother Chuck had been here, I was going to have him just speak that word. And so before he leaves the property, if someone will tell him just to do that, I don't understand it yet, but I know by the Spirit it's right. Yeah, I know by the Spirit it's right. And just to speak to this earth here, these grounds. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Maybe we can find him.
Amen. Amen.
My brother that got a hold of that after he heard Chuck minister it about 3 years ago, and he went home and he spoke over his farm, and he now has both gas wells and oil wells on his farm, and there have never been gas wells or oil wells for three counties away around.
But praise God. Well, I know that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, let's just take a few minutes here and have a little bit of group deliverance. And then we're going to give you an opportunity to get some ministry, and we'll try to minister to as many of you as we can, at least in an area where God, where we can see the discernment that God wants us to minister. I know that some of you say, well, I just want to get rid of everything. See? Yeah. Well, praise God. You know, don't be greedy. You probably couldn't handle it if you got rid of everything, you know, but anyway, we'll try, all right? But see, we got to release our faith for that to happen. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus now, we ask you for deliverance. We ask you, Father, for the ministry of deliverance to these precious saints. In Jesus' name right now, Father. Lord God, we come against the enemy. We bind the power. We bind every strong man in the name of Jesus right now. We come to spoil the house of the strong men right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we bind you. We bind you, demon powers. I take authority over every one of you in the name of Jesus right now. And I command every one of you to begin coming out of all of the people right now. In Jesus' name, right now. Begin to come out, all of you, right now. In Jesus' name, all of the rest of you, spirits of fear, you come out now. Fear. Fears, come out. All the fears, come out. Fears in Jesus' name. Fears that I won't get free. Fears that I won't be delivered. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come on. All of you out in Jesus' name right now. Come out. We bind you and cast you out. All of the fear. Fear. Come out right now. Fear. Fear spirits. Come out. Fear that I'll miss the Lord. In Jesus' name. Fear about when I get back home. In Jesus' name right now. Fear in Jesus' name right now. Fear in Jesus' name. Fear of missing the Lord. In Jesus' name. Fear of being disobedient. Fear of being deceived. Fear of being in error. Come out in Jesus' name right now. Fear in Jesus' name. Come out right now. Fear. Fear for the family. Fear for the lost ones in Jesus' name. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Right now. Fear for the family in Jesus' name. Fear that the family won't come to know God in Jesus' name. Fear that God will fail his word in Jesus' name. Fear that your prayers won't be answered. Come out in Jesus' name. Fear that the prayers won't be answered in Jesus' name. Come out. All the fears, come out. Loose fear and go. Come on, fear. Fear, come out in Jesus' name. Fear, come out. We cast out fear. Come out. All the fears, come out right now. Fear of death in Jesus' name. Fear of accidents in Jesus' name. Fear of riding in cars. Fear of flying. Come out, all of you. Come out in the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus. Fear of authority. Fear of submission. Come out in Jesus' name right now. Come out, all of you. Come out in the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus. We come against all spirits of authority. Control right now. Spirits of control. Come out right now. Loose us. Loose us. Mind-binding spirits. All the spirits that have bound the minds. Come out. Mind-binding spirits. Come out. Loose our minds right now. Loose our minds right now. Loose the minds right now. Loose in Jesus' name. All spirits of control and dominance in Jesus' name. Loose and go. In the name of Jesus right now. Mind-binders. Loose and go. I command the wires, bonds, and cords to be cut from the minds. The tentacles to be severed in the name of Jesus right now. Loose us. Loose us in Jesus' name. Right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All the spirits that have transferred into us through false ministry. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. All the spirits that have transferred into us. Come out. All spirits that have transferred through false ministry. Our erroneous ministry. Come out. In the name of Jesus. False prophecy spirits. Come out. False prophecy spirits, come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, false prophecy, false words of knowledge, come out right now. All that false ministry, come out in Jesus' name right now. Come out in the name of Jesus right now. In Jesus' name, all of you transfer spirits, come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. I feel in the spirit that there are some of you here that are operating under the influence of false prophecy. Somebody's given you a prophetic word, and you've been trying to see that thing fulfilled, and it's not of God, and that's why it's not being fulfilled, and that's why you're so frustrated. That's why things aren't going right. You've been ministered to, and you've been given a false word, and it's never going to come to pass. All it's going to do is bring you problems and confusion. And every time you get a false word like that, confusion comes in with it. All right? Is there anyone here that knows that to be true today?
They should learn never to try to make a prophecy come to pass.
That's right. That's right.
If it's of God, God will do.
That's right. You just put it on the shelf and say, thank you, Lord. All right, if you're that way, come on up here. We won't lay hands on you. Cast that thing out of you. Come on. If you know that to be true, come on up here. Hallelujah. I know that to be a case of some of you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, you just line up across here. We'll minister to you. Hallelujah. Brother Glenn, you start on that end. I'll start down on this end, brother. Okay. All right. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's going to set you free. It's going to set, these folks are going to get free from some real oppression just right now because of that. Hallelujah. Everybody just pray and lift your hands this way. In the name of Jesus right now, I come against that spirit of false prophecy. I come against the confusion. I command you to loose my brother right now. You come out of my brother. Loose him now. Come out. Come on out. In Jesus' name. Come out of there. You spirit that transferred in, that false prophecy. That false spirit. Come out of there. That false vision. False. Come out. Come out of there. Come out. Come out. Come on. That's it. Go. 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 Loose him. I break your hold on his mind, on his life. Loose him. I break that curse. I break it. All the confusion. Come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. That's it. We break your hold on Emmett. Go in Jesus' name. Loose my brother. Loose my brother. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Every other spirit that transferred in through that false ministry. Come out. Come out. Right now. All of you. All of you. We break the curse of those blessings. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The cursed blessings are broke. The cursed blessings are broke off his life. In Jesus' name. He's released. I free you, my brother, to the liberty of the truth of the Word of God. You'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I come against this spirit of false prophecy, false direction, false ministry. You loose my sister now. Loose and go in Jesus' name. And all the confusion, false burden, false responsibility, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, come out right now. Come out. Come out. All of you. Confusion. All of you. Go. 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 Now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Deception. You come out. In Jesus' name, all spirits of deception, come out. Deception, come out. Deception, come out of everyone here. In Jesus' name, come out, deception. Spirits of deception, come out. In Jesus' name, loose and go. I break this mind. I break the control of that. In Jesus' name, the influence of that, the vision of that must go. I command it to be erased and gone. In Jesus' name, I cancel it. I cancel it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Loose my sister and be set free, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. The truth shall set you free. Praise you. That's it. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come here, sister. Praise you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I come against false, you spirits of false prophecy, false leadership, false counsel. In the name of Jesus, come out of my sister now. Come out. In Jesus' name, that false counsel, I cancel it. I command it to be broken loose from her and her control over her. The control over my sister. I break it now. I break it now. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. That's it. Go. 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 That's it. Come out. All the spirits that transferred in. Come out. Come out. Right now. Come out. Loose her. Loose her mind. Loose her. Loose her. Break your influence on her body and flesh. Loose her. Loose her. Confusion. Come out. Confusion. Questions. Questions, come out. Come out. Doubt, doubt, come out. Doubt, all of you, come out. In Jesus' name, come out. Doubt, down, come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. That's it. Go, go. All of you. All of you out. All of you out. Heal it. Somebody, I break the curse. I break the curse. The whole of the curse. In Jesus' name, I break it down. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be free, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. Be at liberty to walk in the truth. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus now, I come against the spirits that came into this sister right now. You occult spirits, you come out. Come on. That occult ministry, I break the power of that psychic occult spirit. Come out. Looser. Looser, come out of there. Come out of there. Looser now. Come out of there, you occult spirit. Come out of there. Looser. I break your hold on this sister. I break your control. You'll torment and oppress her no longer. Come out of there. Come out of there, looser. Confusion, you come out right now. Confusion, you come out right now. In Jesus' name, we cast you out. Go, go, come on. False prophecy, false ministry. Come on, out, out. We break the curse. We break the curse of the occult contact. We break the curse of ignorance. In Jesus' name, we break the curse right now. We break your hold. In the curse in Jesus. All you spirits are transferred in through that psychic ministry. Come out. Come out right now. Come out. Psychic spirits, come out. Come on, you spirits. Psychic spirits, come out. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out of our sister. Looser. Looser. Come on, all of you. All of you. No, all of you. Come out now. Come out. Come out of there. Come out of there. Come out of her. Come out of her. Looser. Looser. In Jesus' name. Looser. Looser. Right now. Looser. You tormentors. Looser. Come out. Come out. Come out. Looser. Looser. Out. 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 Don't hold it back. Push it out. Push it out. Let it go. Let it go. Scream it out. Scream it out. Come out of there, witchcraft. Come on. That's it. Go. 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 Looser. Looser. I break the power of that false ministry, false prophecy, false counsel. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All of you. All of you. All of you. All the fear. Fear that came in. Come out. Fear. 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 In Jesus' name. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. Come on. You occult spirits. Come out now. Come on. Come on, occult. Come on, occult spirits. Psychic powers. Come on. Psychic powers. You were spoken to her that told her she would have special powers with God, but they're psychic and not word of knowledge. Come out of there. Come out of there. ESP. Psychic knowledge. Come out of there. You're not of God. Get out. You're not of God. Get out. You're a counterfeit. All the counterfeit, come out. All the counterfeit, come out. In Jesus' name, come out. In the name of Jesus, go right now. All the counterfeits, come out. Come out. In Jesus' name, go, go, and never return. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Control. Control. Right now, control. Come out, control. Come on. Come on, control. Go. 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 Honey, come on up here. I'll get Linda up here and she can minister. Praise God. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The control. Get that control. Praise God.
I had somebody, giving me my name and phone number and different things. And mm-hmm. Prophets, mm-hmm. And all kinds of
okay. This sister said that somebody came and told her name and phone number and gave all kinds of prophecies. Now, folks, that's a familiar spirit. That's a familiar spirit. I hate to disenchant you of some of the ministry you may have followed after. But God doesn't do that.
No.
Unless there's some special reason for that. And it's not in the ministry of Jesus. So I'm just like Norman Parrish. I'm going to stand up and just tell it like it is. It's a familiar spirit. And some of the greatest, some of the biggest followed ministries in the past 50 years, some of them have had familiar spirits. That's a hard one.
And today.
That's a hard one. And today, yeah. In Jesus' name, right now, we command you unclean spirits of false prophecy, false words of knowledge, you psychic spirits that transferred into our sister to come out now, looser. We break your control over her life and mine. We break the power of the curse over her life right now, that false ministry, and being contacted by the occult, not even knowing it, in Jesus' name. Lord God, she's forgiven of her ignorance because there was an ignorance offering. In Jesus' name, now you loose her. Come on, all of you demonic powers, come out. Come out right now. Come on, out of there. Out of there. Out of there. False ministry, come out of there. Come on, loose her. Loose her. Come on out. Come on out now. In Jesus' name, we cast you out. Go. Go. And loose her now. Come out right now. Confusion. Come on, confusion. Come out of there. Racing around in her mind. Come out of there. Come out of there. Come out of our sister. Come out right now. We break the control. Go. 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 Come on. All of you out. All of you out. Come on. False prophecy. False prophecy, false tongues, you come out. False tongues, you come out. Come on, out. Out, all of you. All of that falseness, come out of there. Come out of our sister right now. Come on, out. Out, 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 out. Come out. In Jesus' name, come out of there. Come out of there. Move out of there. We break you loose. You've got to go. You must go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Right now. Looser. Looser. Come on. Looser. Looser. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we come against that root. We command you to go. We command you to go. We bind up the spirit of Catholicism. You go. Spirit of Catholicism, you come out. Come out. In Jesus' name, right now, we curse that root. We curse that root. We curse that hold on the sister. Looser. Loose my sister. Looser. Looser. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. Come on. That's it. Go. Don't hold it back. Push it out. Push it out. Push it out. Get out of there. Get out of there. All of you. We've named you. Now get out. You must go. In Jesus' name. Yes. Loose this mind. Loose this mind. Loose it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose my sister. Looser. Looser. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. That's it. Go. Go. Come on. Come on. That's it. Go. 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 Come on. In Jesus' name. Come on, folks. Pray. Help. Help. Let's fight. Let's fight. Come on. Out. 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 All about the summit. That's it. That's it. Pray. Pray. All about the summit. Go. 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 Get out. Get out. Looser. Witchcraft. Witchcraft. Come out of there. Witchcraft. Come out of there. Come on, witchcraft. Come on, witchcraft. Come out of there. Witchcraft. That's it. Go. Witchcraft. Witchcraft. Yes, you are. Yes, you are, witchcraft. Come out. Come out, witchcraft. Come on. Come on. Come on, witchcraft. You've got to go. Get out. 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 We go. You go. You go. You go. Come on, witchcraft. Looser and go. In the name of Jesus. Go. 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 Looser. Looser. Come on, witch. Come on, witch. Come on, witch. Come out of there, witch. Come on, witch. Come on. Out. 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 Looser. Looser, sister. Looser. Come on. In Jesus' name. Come on. Looser. Looser. In Jesus' name. Come on. Get out of there in the name of Jesus. Right now, you must go. Looser. 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 Karma, you need to renounce witchcraft. You say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I renounce the spirit of witchcraft.
I renounce the spirit of witchcraft.
I command you to break and loose yourself from me.
Break and loose yourself from me.
And go now.
And go now.
I do not want you.
I do not want you.
You have no part in me.
You have no part in me.
Go now.
Go now.
Praise you, Jesus. Okay, witchcraft, you got to go. Come on, let's pray. Come on. Fight for your sisters. In the name of Jesus, come on. Out, 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 out. Come on, witchcraft, let's go. Get out, get out, get out, get out. Come on. In Jesus' name, we break your roots and hold on her. Go, 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 go. All the spirits, all the shields, come out. Come on, you're bound. We bound and cast you out. Come on, rebellion and witchcraft. Come on, out of there. Out of there, you rebellious spirit. Come out of there. Come out of Carmel. Come out of Carmel. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. That's it, go. Come on, get out, get out. We cast you out. Go, in Jesus' name. You've got to go, witch. Come on, witchcraft. Come on, your spirit of a witch. Come out of there. Come out of there. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. Come on. Spirit of the witch. Come out of there. All of your psychic powers. All of your psychic powers. Get out. Get out. In Jesus' name. Come on. Out. 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 Levitation. You come out. Go. Come out, levitation. Come on. Get out. Get out. In Jesus' name. Astral projection. You come out. Astral projection. Come out of there. Astral projection. Come out of there. Come out of Carmel. Come out of our sister. Looser. Looser. Levitation. Come on. All of your occult psychic powers. Looser. Looser. In Jesus' name. Come on. Out, out, out. ESP. ESP. Come out of there. Psychic readings. Come out. Come out. Come on. All you psychic powers. ESP. Fortune telling. Come on. Out, 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 out. Go. 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 Fortune telling. Come on. Heal of a palm reading. Come on. In Jesus' name. Go. 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 Come out of her. Come out of Carmel. Looser. Go. Come on, witchcraft. Out, witchcraft. Out, witchcraft. You've got to go. You've got to go. Looser. All that false ministry. Come out. Come out. Come out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Go. 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 In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Push it out. Push it out. Push it out. Don't fight it. Let it go, Carmel. Let it go. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Pull up a son. Push it out. Pull up a kid. Somebody in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Come on. Listen. Yes, divination. Go, go, go. Come out. Come out. Go, go. Come on. In Jesus' name. Come on. Pull up a somebody Makita. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Dedication to the devil. Divination. Come on. Go. She doesn't belong to you, Satan. She's not yours. You lose her. You lose her. She belongs to Jesus, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus covers her. Praise you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Were you ever actively in witchcraft?
Did you ever get
active? Well, when I was very young, I wish she taught me how to read the cards and different things.
Okay.
We didn't come against tarot cards.
No, we didn't.
No, not tarot cards.
It's just card reading, card laying.
Yeah. When I was a teenager.
Yeah.
What
okay.
was that woman's name? Miss Cole.
Something. Praise God. Okay. Just saying, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I break the soul tie.
I break the soul tie.
With Mrs. Semple.
With Mrs. Semple.
I break all curses.
I break all curses.
Of occult contact.
Of occult contact.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Did you ever make any kind of vows to the devil? Did you ever make any kind of commitments to the devil?
The things I was talking about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember making any special. I've been in a lot of fortune telling and palm reading and stuff.
Praise God. Those seances. Praise God. All right. In the name of Jesus now, we command you, spirit of card laying, card reading, you come out. You come out right now. Come out. Come out. Come out of karma. Come out of her. Card laying spirits. Come out of there. Come out of there. Come out of there. Looser. Looser. Fortune telling. Come on. Out of there. In Jesus' name. Right now. All of you psychic spirits that she's drawn to herself to be able to have these powers. Come out of her. Come out of her. That's it. Go. 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 Come out. In divinations. And all of you. Go. 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 We command the spirit of Mrs. Semple to come out of her. You familiar spirit. You familiar spirit. Come out of her. Come out of her. You familiar spirit of Mrs. Semple. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. Loose her. Loose her. Loose her. Loose my sister. Loose my sister right now. Loose my sister. In the name of Jesus. Come out of there. All of you. You witchcraft spirit, we do not suffer you to stay here. You've got to go. We do not suffer a witch to live. You get out. Yes, we do not suffer a witch to live. We do not suffer a witch to live. You gotta go. You gotta go. Karma lives. I command her spirit man to live, to live, to live. You do not have this flesh nor this soul any longer. You loose it. You loose it. You can't have this mind. You can't have it. Now go, 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 go. Get. Get. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Get out. Get out. Get out. In Jesus' name we cast you out. In the name of Jesus. Go. 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 And loose it. Loose karma. Loose karma. In Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come on out of there. Confusion, false ministry. Go, go, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, out, out, out. That's it. Go, 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 go. Loosen, go. Loosen, go, right now. For there's better spirits. There's better spirits of the Lord. Looser, fear, you come out. Fear, fear. Fear, come on, fear, go, 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 come on, fear, go, we cast you out, in Jesus' name, right now, come out, right now, come out, Jezebel, you come out of there, Jezebel, you come out of there, come on, Jezebel, come out of there, Jezebel, let's go, come on, Jezebel, all your control, come out of there, come on, out, 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 come on, in Jesus' name, right now, come out, loose her, Jezebel, loose her, in Jesus' name, you and all your witchcraft, come out of there, come out of there, fool about some, we cast you out, go, 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 loose her, loose her, loose her, all the false ministry that came in, get out, get out, get out, get out. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. We loose the hornets of God. We loose the hornets. Let the hornets be loose. In Jesus' name. Loose my sister. Loose her. Loose her. Loose my sister. In Jesus' name. Loose her mind. We break your power of control, the tentacles of control through Mrs. Semple, through witchcraft. Looser, looser, go, 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 go. Pull up at the sombre maquita. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Pull up at the sombre. Can we get somebody to work with her? We're going to fight this one a little bit. We're not done yet. We're going to somebody to a minute. Just sit down here for a minute. Praise the Lord. What's the cord? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I come against you, spirits of false ministry.
Yes.
I break the curse of false ministry. I break that curse off my sister.
Yes.
I come against false prophecy, false
yes.
word of knowledge, false counsel.
Yes.
You spirits that transferred into our sister through the laying on of hands, you come out right now. Come out,
yes.
all of you. Come out of her. Come out of her. We break your power and hold on her. In Jesus' name, right now. Confusion, come out. Confusion, come out right now. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. All that false spirits, all of you,
All of you spirits that transferred in Jesus' name, come out. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. Confusion, all the spirits of confusion, go. Heaviness and depression, come out. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Get out, get out. Go and never return. In the name of Jesus, we command you to go. Go where Jesus sent you and never return. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. Loose this mind, all the controls. In Jesus' name, we cancel those thoughts and visions. Go, false visions. In false dreams, go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, loose my sister. Loose her. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. You lying spirit that's told her that there's no hope. In Jesus' name, right now, you lying spirit that's given her the thoughts of giving up. Get out. Get out right now. Get out. Hopelessness, in Jesus' name. Suicide, you come out. Suicide, you come out. Heal it, but there's no hope. What'll I do? Come out of there. Come out of there, you devils. Come out of there, you demons. Go, 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 go.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.